The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
We got Lori Teasley. Everybody, you are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're live in local barbecue. Bob, how are you this morning?
I'm outstanding today. It's just a beautiful day. It's going to be a fun event up here. We're on the corner of 10 Mile and Old Alpine at the famous Bowtie Tavern, and it's a great place. They got one of the best burgers in the area. It's family food, a lot of fun. We've got more motorcycles showing up here today, so I decided to close the song with Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf. So I wonder what the road weasels think of that. Little Steppenwolf, does that sound good to close the show? We've got a bunch of crazy guys up here with a bunch of antique Indian motorcycles. We're going to have Harley City coming in. We're going to have Crotch Rockets. Ugh.
You know, you don't need to be a rider to come up here either. Breakfast starts in about 45 minutes at 10:30. Come on up for $6, and it's a donation to muscular sclerosis. They'll throw down some breakfast. And then, starting about 3 o'clock, they're going to Barbecue Bob and I are going to throw on about 500 pounds of chicken on the grills back here, and we're going to have a chicken dinner when this whole thing's done.
Careful what you volunteer us for. We got cookers for that, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, because... I don't want to see taillights and you like booking and leaving me here with all that chicken.
That's right.
It could choke me.
Hey, you know, Bob, we are at the Bowtie Tavern, and as I look around the tavern, it compels me to think that there are some specific liquors that you can use when you're cooking on the grill that are really good in recipes. And one of those, it's not necessarily a summer thing for me, but I do enjoy bourbon and more fall, winter, and spring. But I'm going to tell you that you can use bourbon in recipes for sauces and marinades, and it really imparts a great flavor. You talked a little bit about that with your plank salmon in the first segment, but what I like to do, and we'll put this up on the Grilling Guys website, we'll put this recipe up here, but I got a country-style ribs, which is the pork ribs that are a little bit wider. They're not baby backs. They're a country-style rib, and they hold sauce very well. They've got a little more mass to them, and you don't have to cook them quite so long. But I've got a bourbon barbecue sauce that I put on those. Not a lot of bourbon, and what I want to do for those of you that are cooking for your family is let you know is that there's the flavor in the bourbon is what I'm looking for, not the alcohol, because the alcohol cooks off as I do that. Yeah. So these are family-friendly recipes. It's not about going out and, you know, tying one on with your country-style ribs. But, again, I'll put a variety of the recipe up there with a variety of ingredients. But it's you know, there's brown sugar as well as the bourbon, salt, paprika, garlic, onion, little cumin to spice it up a little bit. Pinch of cinnamon in there. Again, it's that flavor profiling, that's that layering that we all talk about that really makes a country rib to me is an average cut of meat. It's not the best one I can buy at the meat market, but it's very affordable for my family. And if I put that kind of a nice layered sauce on there after I've cooked it, just fantastic. Really makes it a special dish.
How are you going to cook that?
You know, I think I'm going to do them on indirect heat on my charcoal grill. That'd be a great item to throw on the good one if we had that fired up. We'll have that a little later. But, you know, the baby back ribs, we talk about the 3-2-1 where it's almost like a 5-6 hour smoke. I wouldn't necessarily take this long for the country style ribs. I might cook them a little hotter, though, I guess, you know. But for me, I might even grill them. It's a personal preference. They're better smoked, but if I don't want to take the time, I might grill them.
You know, a great way to do that job is to grill them, put your rub, whatever you want, maybe a little oil and just some garlic and salt and pepper. Grill them until they're nice and seared, and then get a pan and do a little indirect on the side of your grill. Put your bourbon sauce in there, and then just let them sit in that sauce indirectly after you've seared them to give them a little bit of profile, a little bit of charring. And that's a wonderful way, because you're going to need about 3 hours in that sauce after you sear them up. So I did a nice little gig last night. We were at Jimmy Inman's house, a little private party. Blue Star Pilot was playing out there. It was great. Friend Wayne Haynes graduated, got his master's, and I brought out some pulled pork, and I did a bourbon sauce on that. I put too much bourbon in it. And my wife said too much cayenne.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a personal preference thing, and those things happen, you know.
One sandwich, you got a buzz.
But, hey, I understand Lori Teasley's on the line from the Crest Grape. She's going to talk to us a little bit about three affordable wines. Lori, you out there?
I'm here.
Hey, good morning, Lori. How are you today? It's Randy. We've got Barbecue Bob here, and thanks for calling in.
Certainly. My pleasure.
Yeah, we just really are trying to do the crowd pleaser thing today, and pleasing a crowd with wine can be difficult because, I mean, if you got friends like mine, they'll go through a lot of wine. So how can you be easy on my budget and still give me some good crowd pleasers, and preferably mostly Michigan wines if you can, because, you know, we like that stuff. But what are your ideas there at the Crushed Grape?
Well, here at the Crushed Grape, we stock over 70 Michigan wines, and we're huge, huge supporters of Michigan wines. And for the majority, you know, the crowd pleaser wines from Michigan are very affordable. You know, when you're barbecuing in the summertime, you know, you're outside, it's hot, you definitely don't want anything that's real, you know, dry, big tannins, that kind of thing. You know, you don't want a big bottle of Napa Valley Cabernet with your barbecue because, you know, it's just too big and it's too hot. You want something that's, you know, a little more refreshing, you know, something like what I call barbecue wines, things that you could put a slight chill on. You know, 20 minutes in the refrigerator, cool it down to about 60 degrees. These light reds are really, really refreshing, and they cool off, you know, any spice that you've got in your barbecue sauce.
So what red, what light red would you suggest, like a rosé?
Well, I've got a couple here. I got one Michigan, and then I chose one from California. The red that I chose is the Fenn Valley Capriccio. And Fenn Valley Winery is down near Fennville. And yep, their Capriccio actually just won the best of class at the 2011 Michigan Wine and Spirits Competition. It's a blend of Chamberson, Cabernet Franc, and Cabernet Sauvignon. So it's, you know, it's fairly full body. I mean, you could definitely drink it with a steak, but you can drink it with, you know, ribs or chicken. It would go with a variety of things because it's not, you know, it's not real tannic. It's got a lot of great, you know, cherry and raspberry fruit, a little bit of vanilla. Like I said, real, you know, smooth tannins, real easy to drink. Great, you know, with barbecue sauce, burgers, you know, beef, that kind of thing.
Nice.
So, and then California. The other red that I was thinking is actually a California red from Marietta Cellars, and they call it their Old Vine Red, and it's just a cuvee. It's a blend primarily of red Zinfandel, and again, you know, a real rich, you know, fruity, aromatic wine, you know, real soft tannins, a little bit of peppery spice to it. You know, this wine would be great. You were talking about a rib recipe earlier with some bourbon and some spice in it. I think this Marietta Cellars Old Vine Red from California would be great with those barbecued ribs that you were talking about.
Well, that's great, Lori. If you're just tuning in, you listen to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning, 107.3. We are live and local at the Bowtie Tavern on the corner of Old Alpine and 10 Mile up near Sparta. We're speaking with Lori Teasley from the Crushed Grape. Hey, Lori, where is your store at, if our listeners don't know?
Our store is on Knapp Street between the East Beltline and Leffingwell. So we're just, like, west of the Celebration Cinema Complex on Knapp Street.
Kind of straight across from D&W. So what kind of white wine would you choose for something like that real quick?
Well, I would choose the Shady Lane Coupe de Blanc. And Shady Lane Coupe de Blanc is a blend of Vignole and Riesling. So it's slightly sweet. You know, a lot of really nice fruit, but it's got a nice crisp finish to it. So it's a wine that you could start the party with, you know, nice just for sipping, maybe have with appetizers.
Where's that vineyard at?
Fenn Valley is up on the Leland.
Oh, that's a Fenn Valley also.
Pardon?
That's a Fenn Valley also?
No, I'm sorry. Shady Lane. I misspoke.
Thank
Shady
you.
Lane is up on the Leelanau Peninsula.
Thank you.
Near Sutton's Bay.
Well, Lori, thanks so much.
Again, just a real nice, you know, slightly sweet but crisp white. You could do that with, you know, grilled chicken or shrimp. If you were doing like a grilled pork tenderloin, maybe with like a, you know, chimichurri or, you know, some type of a marinade, not necessarily. I wouldn't pair this wine with tomato sauce so much. I mean, you could, but.
Well, listen, we have got to head off to a break real quick, but That is a lot of help, and we sure appreciate you taking some time with us. I know you got a big store to run there. It's a gorgeous place, folks. If you have never been to the Crushed Grape, it's just to the west of the Beltline on the north side of Knapp, and it's a beautiful establishment. Lori Teasley, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got a whole lot of stuff coming up, Jop. What's cooking up here?
Well, I tell you what, we just are going to have Kim Erickson from the MS Society. She's kind of organizing this whole event. We're going to have her tell us a little bit more about it. T-Gid, our Cajun crowd pleaser from the South, is going to call us up, and we're going to be talking with Keweenaw Brewing Company about another great fall beers that are coming up that are going to enhance your tailgate. They sent us a little sample. We'll be trying that as well. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We're live and local at the Bowtie Tavern. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.